IMO Treaty on Hazardous Cargo enters into force. The International Convention on Liability and Compensation for Damage in Connection with the Carriage of Hazardous and Noxious Substances by Sea, 2010 HNS Convention, is set to enter into force on November 29, 2027, marking a milestone for shipping's global liability and compensation regime as increasing volumes of chemicals and alternative fuels are transported by sea. The conditions for the treaty's entry into force were met on May 29, 2026, paving the way for the 2010 HNS Convention, the 1996 Convention as amended by the 2010 Protocol, to enter into force 18 months later. This treaty will ensure that those affected by hazardous cargo incidents involving ships can access fair and timely compensation, while providing legal certainty for industry and governments. The 2010 HNS Convention complements existing IMO liability and compensation regimes addressing oil pollution and hazardous shipwrecks, extending similar protection to damage involving other hazardous and noxious substances. The convention covers loss of life, personal injury, property damage, economic loss, cleanup costs, and environmental damage arising from incidents involving more than 2,000 hazardous substances carried by sea, including chemicals, oils, acids, fertilizers, alcohols, LNG, and LPG. Shipowners are subject to strict liability for damage and are required to maintain state-certified insurance or other financial security, providing additional protection for people and the environment. The HNS Fund, financed by contributions from receivers of HNS cargo in contracting states, offers additional compensation for those affected by hazardous cargo incidents. With 12 contracting states having ratified the treaty so far, including Belgium, Germany, the Kingdom of the Netherlands, and Sweden, the international community is moving towards a more harmonized approach to maritime safety and liability. As the global shipping industry continues to evolve, this treaty will play a crucial role in ensuring that those affected by hazardous cargo incidents receive fair compensation and that industries operate with increased transparency and accountability.